T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What up, everybody? 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. You are listening to B-Mitch and Finley. Busy, busy, busy day. There's a lot going on in the DMV as the hunt for a new Commander Stadium seems to get more and more complicated every day.
Yeah.
How you doing, B?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I watched a little hoops last night. Wasn't particularly exciting, but Celtics won. I don't know, man. I'm starting to get a feel. I said the Celtics would win in six. That's alive. I kind of think the Celtics are going to give the Warriors a run for their money.
Hey, we'll see.
We will see.
We will see.
It'll be fun to see.
I can tell you, they're going to spread you out.
Yeah.
The Warriors have a lot more weapons than Miami has.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's news all over the place. It started kind of last night with Chap Peterson is a Virginia State Senator. You could probably heard him a little earlier on with the Junks. We're hoping to speak with him ourselves here in a few minutes. He came out with just a powerhouse of a statement against why he is taking his vote back. He was for the deal earlier this year in Virginia. Now he is not for the deal in Virginia. And ideally, we're going to talk to him. We're also going to talk to Mike Phillips, who's boots on the ground down in Richmond, which seems to be the centerpiece of everything going on right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty obvious what's happening, that to me anyway, there is a deadline approaching for the state of Virginia to try and get their budget finalized with X amount of dollars
earmarked for
a stadium. And, you know, we'll see what happens, but it's remarkable that here's what I know is that the state of Maryland's sitting there with $400 million.
Yeah.
Now, they've been clear that they won't. The 400 mil that they've got won't go towards an actual stadium, but it'll go towards everything else surrounding
the stadium.
Yeah.
Which you need. And the new stadium has to be enhanced, because right now there's nothing that surrounds it that you're benefiting from as far as Prince George's County goes. Because when you look at most stadiums, you can walk out of the stadium, walk about 200-300 yards, 400 yards, and you could be going into places. Not there.
Certainly.
You can walk 200-300 yards and you're still in the parking lot where you're being forced to rush out the parking lot and everything else. You know?
Yeah.
And so it's like, yeah.
Now, Prince George's County has a plan to develop all around
there
and put stuff in.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting, though? You got me thinking now. There's plenty of stadiums where there's nothing around it. Yeah. Meadowlands. I mean, even Philly, the Link. What they did is they put that bar in the middle of it, but there's one place you can go that's walking distance.
But
I'm just thinking in the division.
Well, you have a lot more places than just that bar right there, right? Chicken and Pizza's right there. They got a taxi.
Can you walk to Chicken and Pizza?
You can walk to Chicken and Pizza.
Okay.
But they have the taxi crab they bring you.
Even better.
The taxi crab.
Well, and I think at least at some point there was like a McFadden's in the baseball stadium. I don't know if that's still there.
It's like a little area. It's not just one. It's not just one restaurant. When you go inside that building, it's multiple things all around.
It's like a casino in there. It's huge.
Yeah.
There's nothing around the Meadowlands. Foxborough has stuff. Buffalo's so unique because it's like in an old neighborhood, and there is like a bar, but everybody just sets up these wild tailgates. I don't think they want, they're not looking to change Buffalo. They're rebuilding it right
Buffalo
there.
Buffalo doesn't really care because I think that their fans brings the entertainment.
Cleveland is downtown with a lot of cool stuff. Cincinnati is
Baltimore.
Baltimore's downtown with a lot of cool stuff. But one thing that I think gets lost in some of the conversation about a new stadium is that the best ones of these things are still downtown.
Yeah.
Period. Baltimore, Minnesota, Detroit, Atlanta, they are Indy. Like, they're downtown and you can walk to stuff, but you're also downtown, which gives you reason to
Atlanta,
be there.
Atlanta, you just walk out and walk straight into every good place you want to go.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just Atlanta's such a unique situation because if you look at what happened with the Braves, they moved way out to the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
And they created a little city. And one of the reports actually said, maybe it was when we spoke with, I can't remember who we spoke with, but that's what the Commanders want to do, is create their own little city way out in the suburbs. And I would venture to guess that a huge advantage of that is you make money off all the ancillary stuff too.
Yeah.
Like, you either have ownership or some sort of revenue share or whatever with everything that's there.
You want to be able to, when you build something, you want to be able to be recouping money from everything that comes in. And if you can get the whole area, and then when people come in, they're going to be giving you money. And I think this is a situation where it's needed by this franchise.
I mean, it's just such an interesting time because we're going to talk to Chad Peterson, Virginia State Senator, here in about 20 minutes. And there's a lot to talk with him about. If the state of Maryland, and we had Jazz Lewis, who is a Maryland state delegate, on earlier this week, who mm-hmm. explained that Maryland will not be a pawn in a bidding war.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine Virginia wants to be a pawn in a bidding war.
I doubt if they want to, but I would say that even further along the line, I don't think certain areas in Virginia want to be considered pawns for other areas.
And that's where I wonder if we're going. A report this morning from the Richmond Times-Dispatch. I don't think there's any accident that a lot of this reporting is coming from Richmond, because that's where they need the money to come from, is the Richmond, the state legislature.
Mm-hmm.
Report this morning that the Commanders, we've seen the plans they have in Woodbridge. That's been reported. It's been released. The stadium looks cool. It looks like a weirdly burgundy invisible thing. It's translucent. It looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to draw cool drawings. We'll see what it looks like
when it's built.
Right. But so they have an option agreement in Woodbridge. It's been reported by the Washington Business Journal. Levy, let's see if we can track down that reporter from the Washington Business Journal. It's been reported by the Washington Business Journal that this land in Ashburn, or not in, let's start with what are we calling this site. Is it Herndon? Is it Fairfax? Is it Loudoun?
The place where I'm looking at, I know where the quarry is. That's a lot closer Sterling and that's Sterling and Herndon more than it is anything pertaining to Ashburn. Now I don't know necessarily if where the county line hits right there, but if anybody lives out there by 28 and the toll road, the glass building that kind of seems like it goes on an angle up and gets wider as it gets to the top, I always thought that was Herndon.
Herndon is Fairfax or Loudoun?
Herndon is Fairfax.
Let me ask you this. You're a Fairfax County resident, right?
Yeah.
And Loudoun is a Loudoun County resident.
I mean, landfill.
Sorry. Did I call it Loudoun?
Yeah, say Loudoun is a Loudoun County resident.
Do you want the stadium in Fairfax?
That area where they're talking about?
Yeah.
No.
Landini, do you want the stadium in Loudoun?
No.
And then Jeff Walker lives in the shadows of FedEx Field, in that area. This is an important part of this to me. Like, I feel like Fairfax and Loudoun don't want this thing, period. And perhaps my evidence is anecdotal. We're going to ask Chad Peterson. He's a state senator for Fairfax.
Mm-hmm.
So those are his constituents. Jeff Walker, You live in the shadows of FedEx Field. Do you want a new stadium in at FedEx Field in that area?
Yes.
I swear that's part of this, and nobody wants to. And I suppose we should hear from the people in Woodbridge and Dumfries, because perhaps they want it also.
Well, we have some people have been saying that they do.
But it's remarkable. Here's what I know might really make politicians mad. And you know what? We actually know this because it already happened. When the Commanders were reportedly negotiating with the state of Maryland, this is a few years ago now, on the land kind of adjacent to MGM National Harbor. You remember there was that story that the state of Maryland was prepared to do a land swap with the federal government so that they could take over the land to build a new stadium there. Like that process was moving along, and it would have been pretty dope. You're right on the river that, you know, you're across the river from Alexandria. People by and large think National Harbor is a pretty good location for both Virginia and Maryland residents. I think a new stadium there would offer more of the same. You know why that fell apart? And it very publicly fell apart. I'm not making it. None of this is reported. This is what the governor of Maryland said. The governor of Maryland, Larry Hogan, at that time said they were using our offer to try to leverage a better deal at RFK Stadium. We will not be used for leverage. And he pulled the offer. Like, we have exact evidence of this occurring in the last 4 years. I don't know what's occurring now between Prince William, Loudoun, Prince George's, but I think folks are tired of being used for leverage.
Yeah.
No, you have to have some ability and understand on to be able to pull something out like this. And right now, it's like, I don't know where do they have that much leverage. I'm trying to see, where is the leverage at this present time? At one time, that franchise had all the leverage in the world.
All the
right now, I don't know if it's the same thing.
The one thing that in Chad Peterson's statement, and I'll read it for everyone so they have it, that I vehemently disagree with, is the suggestion that the Commanders are not a viable NFL franchise. I don't care if it's the Commanders, the Lions, the Jaguars, the Bengals 3 years ago before Joe Burrow showed up. Every NFL franchise is viable. They make hundreds of millions of dollars off TV rights.
They do.
Now, does a state senator have to consider other things? Because the TV rights just make the team rich.
It makes the team rich. That's what I'm saying.
That doesn't necessarily help taxpayers for building a mini city.
Can he be talking based off of the fact that he's looking at what's going on right now and it doesn't really seem like things don't work? Things aren't working right anywhere. And he may be looking at it in that sense and saying, like, as this currently constructed and how things are now, is it very viable?
It's a fair question. You and I have talked about this. It's funny. I was up early this morning. I ran into somebody this morning that you and I are both friends with, and we were talking about kind of the efforts, the hunt for Dan Snyder. And while I firmly don't believe there's any sort of ouster coming for Dan, at the same time, I do believe this stadium issue is a really big deal for the NFL.
Oh, it is. Because the NFL is going to look at it like, if it's possible, we're cool. If it's not possible, that's a problem.
Right.
Because we have the nation's capital, and we may not have representation there. When you talk top one or two for a long time, this team was.
It was them and the Cowboys.
And now this team has fallen from those graces. And they're going to start wondering, like, okay, if we lose the support of the fan base in that area, how can we put it somewhere else and replace?
Well, and here's the thing. By and large, what do politicians say and do? What it takes to get reelected. So if they're saying and doing, oh, we're not going to be leveraged, we're not going to go above this dollar figure, we have money for the infrastructure but not the stadium, that's because their constituents are telling them to do that.
You would want to believe that.
Most of the time.
Because I don't know how many of them truly listen to their damn constituents based off of the last stuff I've been seeing over the last few years.
Dude, over the last 20 years. I agree with you there. It's an interesting time. I'm really excited to get to talk to
Chap. But the whole thing is, like, Chap seemed to be in favor at one point. Now he's against. What made him change his mind?
Yep. We're going to ask him that question in about 10 minutes.
I think those are the things you look at, because I'm sure people out there, you've been in favor of something, and then they did something that just completely turned you off. And then you do a bow of faith, and people wonder, well, why did you change your mind? And you have one instant or one situation that just completely, all the things you were supporting at first, one thing made you say, I don't believe in this anymore. And I wonder what that one thing was for him.
And I'm going to ask him this, but if the one thing is that I don't like the new name, that's not fair to the people that elected you. You have to make $100 million decisions based on more than that.
And I think the comment about the name, and I've seen a lot of people comments on our social media about that, even a comment from Jack, okay? I don't think that they're really just poo-pooing the name. I think they were so involved in stone with the other name that they didn't want it to change. Like, a lot of people didn't want it to change. But, hell, did I want it to change? No, but I understand. And now at the point where it's at, it ain't coming back. So I move on. You know, once I see something is gone, then you got to start moving for something else. I don't think it's the fact that, oh, I just don't like the name. No. That's not it.
I agree. Let's find out what it is. I want to do this real quick. Virginia State Senator Chap Peterson will join us next. This is a statement he put out last night about changing his vote from supporting a new Commander Stadium to withholding his vote. I've had a chance to read the legislation closely several times in its original and amended form. I've also followed the news as the team has obtained an option on land in Virginia to build a stadium and surrounding mixed-use development. I respect the fact that it might create jobs and revenue in Prince William. However, I do not plan to support the project or Virginia's pursuit of this NFL franchise. I have two concerns. One is that the development is too far removed from an urban setting, unlike Nats Park at the Navy Yard, which will make it solely dependent on vehicle traffic for access. More importantly, I don't have confidence in the Washington Commanders as a viable NFL franchise. I grew up a Washington Redskins fan and was a season ticket holder for 22 years. That team defined our community for multiple generations. The Washington Commanders are not that team. They have no history, no tradition, and no fan base. I do not consider them an appropriate economic partner for the Commonwealth of Virginia because I don't think they have the community support to survive. Chap Peterson joins us next right here on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. you've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, presented by John Leahy and the Fine Living Group. Let the MVP of DMV Real Estate sell your home for more. Visit johnsellsdmv.com. Don't want to waste any time. I'd like to get to the BetQL guest line and welcome in our guest, Mr. Virginia State Senator Chap Peterson. Chap, thank you for taking the time with us. Obviously, you know, you made a big statement last night with withdrawing your support for funding for the Commander Stadium in the state of Virginia. I'd like to just start with kind of the process here, because when this thing first got reported, the first reports were there was $1 billion coming from Virginia, mm-hmm. and it had broad support. And now here we are in late May, and it appears like we're talking about $300 million, and support is questionable.
Well, JP and Brian, thanks for having me on. It's a great honor. B. Mitch, I got to say, I'm a huge fan of yours. Always have been, dating back to when you first joined
cool
the team.
Senator, thanks, you're cool. That's pretty cool.
I'm gonna say, was it 89 or 90, 90 your first season?
90, yeah.
Okay, well, I just want to say, I used to have a T-shirt that said Brian Mitchell Math Team. I don't know how the hell I got that, but anyway,
I like that shirt.
Sports, math, and science.
Yes, exactly. Sports, math, and science. I used to, you know, when I ran a 5K race, I'd wear it as like my lucky T-shirt in a 5K race.
Oh,
so anyways,
cool.
Just a big fan, guys. But let me talk a little bit about it. Yes, the bill was filed back in January. And I think at the time it happened, you know, first of all, it was at that time the Washington football team. And not that that made a difference, but we were kind of like, okay, let's see. Let's pass this through committee. Let's kind of see how this process plays out. You know, the team was still reorganizing from everything from 2020. And I think, you know, I made this comment to the lobbyists. I made this comment to the team reps. Look, I've got some concerns about the team. I've got concerns about attendance. I've got concerns about fan support. But I think the idea was let's sort of pass it through at this point and let it play out. And it's just, it's been one nightmare after another since then.
So let's address something, because yeah. I heard you this morning with the Junkies, and a lot of kind of the social media response has been, this is a state senator that withdrew his support because he doesn't like the new name. How do you respond to that?
Well, it's not that I don't like the new name. I mean, I don't care. It's the problem is the team has no brand. It has no identity. And you're asking the Commonwealth of Virginia to enter a long-term economic relationship with a team that effectively has no brand. And this is not a question of whether I like it or don't like it. Look, if the team was called the Washington Lions or what have you, and they're playing and they're getting 75,000 fans in the stadium every day, my opinion doesn't matter. I mean, if they're out selling merchandise, if they're out selling, you know, season ticket box seats and everything, who cares about my opinion? Mm-hmm. I mean, the team can show objective criteria, objective metrics that they're a popular team, that they've got the TV ratings, that they've got the season ticket sales, that they've got the attendance. My opinion is irrelevant, but they don't have any of that. So what they're asking us to do is say, well, we don't have any of that right now, but we're going to grow. We're going to step into that. And I just haven't seen the evidence of it. So when I say this team, you know, they don't have the history of the Washington Redskins. They don't have the tradition of the Washington Redskins. They don't. I mean, granted, that's my opinion, but I think it's a pretty solid opinion.
So let me ask this then, because I saw and appreciated your statement last night, and I want to be sincere that I appreciate your time now. You question the viability of the Commanders organization. I have a tough time with that. The worst NFL franchises in the world are still viable. They're making hundreds of millions. So is your, please.
Yeah, when I say viability, I mean, if, how do I put this politely? I'm trying to be careful what I say, all right?
Hey, go, fire from the hip as far as we're concerned.
Well, I get it. But, you know, is one thing to be a radio talk show host, another thing to be a defendant in a defamation case. But let me be careful what I'm...
Yeah, understood.
You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so here's what I'm saying. That when I say viable, I look at a team that is, you know, been losing attendance. I look at a team that's been losing market share. I look at a team that's been TV ratings tracking down for years. And I look at a team that does not, in my opinion, have a recognizable brand. And again, you're asking the Commonwealth of Virginia to enter a long-term agreement with this team. And sure, an NFL franchise on its face is going to be worth, you know, $2-4 billion. I get that. Okay. But you know, that team could be anywhere. They could be in DC. They could be in, I don't know, Vegas. They could be wherever. My concern is if we do a long-term deal with this team, you know, what's the proof that they're going to be, you know, still the same team in 10 years? I mean, do we know? What's the proof they'll have the same ownership in 10 years? Do we know? I mean, there's so many variables, and it's not like, you know, the deal we did with Amazon could show that they were growing market share. The Amazon could show that, you know, they were growing in popularity. I mean, that when they said, look, we're going to create 2,000 jobs, we could feel pretty confident about that. Can we feel confident about this? Those are the type of metrics that I'm talking about.
Do you also look at the track record of what's been happening? And it kind of makes you a little leery. I would think it does.
It does. I mean, Brian, look, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I was a Redskins fan, diehard, and for, you know, for whatever reason, I don't follow the team. But look, if they were successful, if they were putting butts in the seats, then of course I'm here to make a good decision for the taxpayer. And if this is an economic win for the taxpayer, my personal opinion is irrelevant. But it's at this point, I'm not seeing the metrics.
That makes a lot of sense. Do you think it is as easy as if the organization starts to win again, the metrics would turn around? Or do you believe it's something broader than that?
I think it's a little bit broader, and this may be where it's, again, more my opinion. And again, I think of me as I grew up rooting for the Redskins, going back to Billy Kilmer, Chris Hamburger. I mean, the old school guys. I mean, Charlie, actually sat next to Charlie Taylor and Bobby Mitchell at a welcome home luncheon about 4 years ago. And I couldn't imagine. I mean, I've never met anybody. I've met presidents, and I've never been more excited to meet people. And my point is that what that team meant to the community, I don't think will ever be duplicated. Now, okay, I'm living in nostalgia. I get that. But even moving forward, you want to have a team that, one, they have popularity in terms of getting people in the seats, in terms of TV ratings, in terms of all that. Two, you know, you're making an investment with a team like this. You want to feel some type of engagement. And this is more sort of amorphous, and it's harder to put a number on it, but I just don't feel the engagement. And again, if I didn't see the numbers, but I felt the engagement, then I'd say, you know what, let's take a chance.
What do you feel, Chap, can be changed to make you feel that engagement? Because you're not the first person I've heard.
Sure.
That I'm talking about people in the decision-making position like you are, and people that have a lot of money, they've made that comment, and that's something I never heard around this team when I first got here.
And I think on some level you deserve to be applauded as the one that's saying it publicly, because we've heard plenty of it privately.
Yeah, and you know what? And that's kind of, JP, I'm not saying anything that people haven't been saying for the past 2, 3, 5 years. It's just, for me, I just felt the need to speak publicly. Look, I was a season ticket holder for 22 years. My last year as a season ticket holder, my law firm had club seats, cost me, I think, $14,000. And you know what? I was willing to do it because, you know, I'd made a couple nickels in my career, and I love taking people to Redskins games, and that was kind of our identity. And people like that, you just don't find much anymore. And people have sort of moved on, and nobody really wants to talk about it, you know, because everybody wants to, you know, hey, positive, you know, it's an NFL team. We want an NFL team. And I get that. Okay. And if it was a franchise sort of expansion team, it may be different. But the problem is you've got this legacy of the Redskins that nobody wants to talk about, but that legacy is not part of the current package anymore. And that's what makes it, to me, so difficult, because if it was the old legacy, then of course you'd be like, this is a a team that the community identifies with, that brings people together. But that team, sadly, doesn't really exist anymore.
So let's drill down on that idea of an expansion team then, because
sure,
some of your concern is the metrics, right? But
yep,
municipalities make deals with expansion teams that have no metrics. I mean, some of it is believing in the overall product, right?
Right. JP, that would be the irony. The irony would be, would it be almost more palatable to do this with an expansive franchise than with the current franchise? And let's face it, the answer to that, maybe yes.
I think expansion franchise, people are normally more excited than, like, right now. There are a lot of people that are leaving from this thing, and they were leaving before the name changed. And I can understand where you're coming from. So, like, and it's like, it takes one thing that maybe, was it one thing that changed your mind on this thing? Like, just something happened, or is it overall?
It was overall. I think it just... it's just accumulation. I mean, all, you know, and it's the lack of success, the lack of fans, all the negative media, the, you know, the report about the financial issues, and it was accumulation. It was accumulation. And again, if the team was putting people in the stands, and people were driving around wearing, you know, Commanders hats and bumper stickers, and I'd be like, you know what? Maybe I'm the old fuddy-duddy that was caught up in the Redskins name, but that's over. And, you know, they're successful, and let's cheer it on. And, you know, when they got to the playoffs a couple of years ago and Heinicke scored that touchdown, I was like, okay, this is kind of cool. Let's see if they can regroup around this quarterback. But I just haven't ever felt like this team has kind of got any traction with the community. And again, that's my personal opinion. But as a state senator, I got to look at the metrics and say, if we make an investment with this team, if we make an investment in the infrastructure, are they going to be a long-term, are they a long-term partner that we can trust?
So
and
you
that's,
say
that's
that.
Your promise.
Does that mean you actually worry that they could move 5-10 years down the road? Or does that mean you don't think that a stadium site in Woodbridge would get enough people down there to make it money and to be the resource, to become a resource rather than a liability?
I think a little bit of both. Look, if the team was popular, the fans will go wherever the team is.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, are folks going to go to Woodbridge just to see the team? I mean, you know, the Nats Stadium is a great example of a successful team, you know, successful community. But in a lot of ways, you know, Navy Yard's kind of cool. You go down there, people live down there. Woodbridge is not that, you know, it's different. Let's face it. And so that was another concern I had. You don't have the same sort of pedestrian accessibility that you do at Navy Yard. And again, if the team was trending up, then you just say, whatever, you know, you'll get 100,000 people to come to see the team. But that's just not happening right now anyway.
So let me ask you this. We're speaking with Virginia State Senator Chap Peterson. Chap has come out. He at one point was supportive of Virginia Money building a new Commander Stadium, no longer is. Let me ask you a pretty simple question. If Dan Snyder no longer owned the Commanders, would you support a new stadium?
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm going to keep my options open on that, JP. I don't want to say one way or the other, but that I think, again, this team needs a reboot. If that's what the reboot is, then I think we'd have to take a second look. I'm not committing one way or the other.
All right. So
I'll just leave it at that.
Understood. You mentioned the traffic in Woodbridge, and that's been, I think, everybody's chief concern, frankly. That stretch of 95 South is death. And
right.
Yes, it is.
You represent Fairfax. Have your constituents specifically brought up traffic as a problem here?
You know, I did. I was involved in a town hall, gosh, I'm going to say it probably a couple months ago, and we had kicked around some of the sites at the town hall, and one of the issues that came up was this idea of, you know, a 95 site and the traffic. You know, I'm not going to say that was the only issue, but I think traffic is an issue. The fact that it's not a pedestrian friendly site down there. But again, I don't, you know, FedEx Field isn't pedestrian friendly either. Right. And, you know, the Patriots, where the Patriots play? I got my mind.
Foxborough,
of course. I was about to say Fox Fields, but that's in Charlottesville. Foxborough, you know, that's not pedestrian friendly, but the bottom line is the team brings people in. And so, again, if the team had the metrics to be successful, then, you know, whatever. We'd look the other way on the pedestrian thing. But
what if there was a site? So I don't know if you saw this morning, but the Richmond Times-Dispatch has reported that there's also a site in right on the Loudoun County, Fairfax County border they want, or they at least have plans for. Would that change your opinion?
I mean, it's not going to change my opinion about the team, you know, the community buy-in.
Okay.
In terms of the pedestrian access, it's not like my opinion. My problem is right now is that the team, again, it just lacks in my opinion, the community support that an NFL team needs to be successful. That's kind of my thesis.
Mm-hmm.
I may be wrong. But that's my thesis right now. And moving it from Loudoun or Woodbridge or wherever, it's not going to change that.
All right, so let's circle this back to the process because that's really what matters most now. Going forward, what has to happen? Is there a finalized bill that has to be approved? Do you guys have to reconcile with the State House of Representatives? What happens next before we get some sort of resolution here?
Okay, here's what will happen. The bill has to come out of the Senate. In other words, it has to clear committee. It's in a conference report right now. It has to come out of the Senate, and then it'll be voted on by the House of Delegates. Right now, it hasn't been approved by the Senate.
Is there a chance of parliamentarian maneuvering that it doesn't get out of committee? There is a deadline here of June 1. Do I understand that correctly?
Right. And right now, we're supposed to go back June 1, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to make a statement so I could kind of get on record.
Sure.
Just so I wasn't surprising anybody when I voted. So June 1, we're going to approve the state budget. And the idea is that at that point, if there's an agreed report, that we would vote on the stadium bill. If there's not an agreed report, then we won't vote. So that's kind of what we're waiting on.
And if it's not an agreed report, when will you vote then? Does it have to come back next year or... Can it be sometime this year?
If we don't agree on a report, then if we adjourn for the year on June 1st, then the bill's dead, and we'd have to take it back up again in 23.
Wow. So there's really about 4 days for this to get done?
Yeah. I mean, to put it in football metaphor, we're at the two-minute warning.
Wow. All right, two-minute warning. Is the score tied? Is the stadium losing? Is the stadium winning?
Hello, guys. You still there?
Yeah, we're here. So, Chap, just to go with your football metaphor, if the time clock is at the two-minute warning, is the stadium winning and playing defense, or is the stadium losing and needs to score?
Yeah, it needs to score.
I think the stadium's at about the 40-yard line. They got all the receivers lined up on the right side of the field.
Oh, Hail Mary.
You better tell those defensive backs to jump, because I've seen a Hail Mary get completed when nobody jumped in the end zone.
Yeah, I mean, guys, like I said, I'm just one person here, but that's what I think.
Chat, I want to say sincerely, we appreciate your time.
We definitely appreciate it.
We tried to pin you down on a couple things, and I understand if we put you in tough spots, please know it's all just from trying to get information.
All right, well, listen, and let me say, guys, I want to thank you, and let me just say one last thing since I got you guys on the air. Brian, I'm an attorney and a state senator, and the type of intensity you showed on the football field is what I try and bring every day in my law practice. So just thank you for that.
All right. Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it, Chap. Hopefully one day we can all sit down when this craziness is over. Thank you so much for the time.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right, man. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Take care, man.
That was Virginia State Senator Mr. Chap Peterson. A lot there. A lot to unpack. We will also be joined by Michael Phillips from Richmond. This thing is only getting started, we're at the two-minute warning.
40-yard line, people set up in the Hail Mary position.
A lot going on. Don't go anywhere. It's a fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.